Hello, everyone. Today's theme, we can see, and I kind of want to describe the theme we had is when we had that image on the screen, when you see the bride waiting for Jesus' return. And today's theme is just that, basically preparing us to letting us know that Jesus is coming back very soon. So I'd like to open your words back to John. We're going to continue and actually finish the chapter number 2 where Vadim just left off. Open your Bibles to 1 John chapter 2, verses 28 and 29. Just two final verses, but they have so much power. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he appears, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone who practices righteousness is born of him. Let's look at verse 28. Once again, he says, little children, that tenderness is abide in him. And that when he appears, we may have confidence. He's talking about that Christians, when he comes, we should have confidence. And the whole theme of Vadim is talking about in this book is about the fact that Christians don't have confidence in their salvation because deceivers come into the church and tell people that you are going to heaven and you are saved, when truly they're not saved, or vice versa, when a believer is saved and they tell him, you're not saved. Same kind of deceptions. And John is trying to comfort his children in a way saying, abide in him. Have confidence in him that you may not be ashamed at his coming. And how can we have confidence? Verse 29 will just explain that. This is actually my favorite verse. I probably quote it more than I ever do anything else from the Bible because it's a verse that helped me once to get that confidence. This is probably the key verse in my life from 1 John. Let's read it together, slowly. If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone who practices righteousness is born of him. The key word, practices righteousness. I always thought I had to obtain righteousness here. But Jesus said, when I come back, that's when the finish line is going to be. But for now, practice righteousness. The word is practice, means process. The word keyword, it's like peo. That word means process. It's not a final destination. We have attained it. It's a process day in and day out. That practice. When you look back in your life, analyze your life. Look back. Am I practicing day in and day out? Am I practicing to do what Jesus says? Yes, I might fail at times, but do I try to practice? Is my desire to do what Jesus said to do? Same word is used in when you hear, I will make you fishers of men. I will make you. They didn't become fishers of men overnight. They had a process that they had to go through to become fishers of men. It is right doing, righteousness, doing what is right. Jesus taught us to do what is right. And I said this before, it's a perfect verse to say, I'm not the man I ought to be. But thank God, I'm not the man that I was. Is that a characteristic in your life? When you look back and you say, a year ago, I'm not the man that I was. I'm not the man that I ought to be, but I'm not the man that I was. That is a characteristic of a Christian. It's a process. When we work on the process, when we practice, we resemble Jesus, and people around us can say, he is a follower of Jesus. When we were in school, people who rode skateboards, they rollerbladed, skateboarder right there, And when we skateboarded and we saw people with a skateboard, we call them a skater because they practice with skateboards. We see them outside when we're reading a book and right, and they're practicing something with their skateboard. They were skateboarders. People with wood, we call them woodpeckers because they constantly have sawdust on them. Or even people that were dealing with cars, we call them grease monkeys. Why? Because they had grease on them. They had something that resembled what they're doing. And when people that dealt with wood became framers or people now, they auto mechanics. Or sometimes me and Vadimka walk into somewhere after we had a for lunch, we have ephes all over us. People say they must deal with drive it because they have evidence on them that show that they belong to a certain crowd. Practicing to obtain, win that championship. For instance, a skateboarder or snowboarder practices. He practices for a championship when there's going to be a tournament. And same thing when Jesus said, I will come back for the church, and I want the church to be not ashamed, to be ready. What makes a person ready? When he practices day in and day out, he will have confidence. He will have confidence understanding that I belong to Jesus because my life shows it. And when Jesus comes, you will have confidence. Let's look, open up another verse that I really love. It's in Luke 12, 33. Let your waist be girded, your lamps burning, and yourselves be like men who wait for their masters when he will return from the wedding. And when he comes and knocks, they may open the door immediately and not be ashamed like we see in verse 28. They won't be ashamed because they're confident that they are of his children. And then when he knocks on that door, we will be able to open the door immediately. That is the characteristic of a Christian. But sometimes we don't practice, like we heard in the poem, we don't practice consistently. And that's what makes us fall. And we all fall. Trust me, I know, I fall a lot. And I talk to a lot of men, the guys, we all fall. Why? Because we're not consistent in the way we practice. Once Yari Koronian asked me to go snowboarding. I used to snowboard a lot. I used to snowboard almost twice a week. I used to practice snowboarding when I was 18, 19, 20, 21. And then I stopped. I got married. Life took its toll. And I kind of gave that up. And then Yari calls me up and says, Eli, let's go snowboarding up in the mountain. I said, I still have my board. Why not? Let's try this. So we go up in the mountain. I get it. I'm going down the mountain. It feels all normal. And I see a jump, which doesn't look that bad. I used to go over jumps much higher. And same way Christians, when they see a temptation or somebody asks them, come here to this party or this, do this and that. Sometimes we have friends that call us up and we say, hey, I overcame temptations greater than this. This is nothing for me. I did it before. I could come close and I'll be okay. Same with me. I'm coming down the mountain. I'm like, this jump is not that bad. So I come close, I get a lot of speed, and I fly up. And in the air, I realize I am not equipped for this jump. And same way Christians, they get into a situation and they realize they're not equipped. Why? Because they don't practice every single day. And same for me, I wasn't practicing, but in my mind, I thought I was still strong. We can't go off yesterday's strength. We could only go today and rely fully on Christ. And I fell. And the fall was painful. I crushed my knee, fractured. It was bad. And same way Christians, they fall. Then they fall bad. Sometimes they fall so bad that they don't even know how to get up. But we have to practice. And God's word says, a righteous man falls 7 times and gets right back up again. That is right doing. When you fall, get back up again. Get back up again. Get back up again. Never stay down there, because Jesus is coming back soon. And I don't know when it is. It might be just in June. We don't know. But just know that when Jesus comes back, he wants his church, his people, not to be ashamed, but to have confidence in him when he comes. Amen. Let's pray.